Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq.
It's the Shaq Podcast. It's the Shaqcast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Rejected.
DJ, drop that track.
Today on the Big Podcast with Shaq, a mountain of NBA to get to, including Giannis, the Heat, the Lakers, and more. We're joined by the host of Hot Ones, Sean Evans. I'm not sure if we want to talk about Odell Beckham Jr., but it might come up. Of course, we get Borderline, and we'll play a round of the classic Shootout. Now, live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid and the Big Hoffa, the Hall of Famer, DJ Diesel, Shaquille O'Neal.
The black guys got to run out of breath while y'all guys get to go. Y'all be
and
hey, Shaq, that white privilege.
Your right. Show's only 50% white privilege. Big Podcast with Shaq.
I have a question.
Well, you're the host, Shaquille O'Neal, so you're allowed to have a question. Rob Jenners, Brandon Harper, John Kincaid with you. Hopefully you're having a great day.
How many shows have we done?
275.
No, we've not done.
This is today, 275.
And we almost got canceled 269 times.
At very least.
Hey, almost don't count.
Brandon said Shaq's show is full of white privilege. It was canceled
today. I'm telling
We're
you.
We're bringing communities together.
Yes, we are. We have always been unifiers here on the Big Podcast with Shaq. You have that... We're going to work on that internet. Look at how the big man's frozen.
Every week.
That's not me.
No, you're frozen.
It's frozen.
You need that.
That man got all the money in the world and got dial up.
You do. You have
moving.
Seriously, you have that Eric Estrada.
You've got mail.
He has that Eric Estrada. Eric Estrada.
That man got that Teddy Riley connection.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, he looks like it's an old Asian movie. Like, you know, what do you mean?
Yeah. Don't you fight. You fight me.
Fight me.
I just don't understand.
I don't understand it either. You could buy a small country. And you
I'm not frozen. You guys are done.
No, you're frozen. We're fine.
We good.
Clearly
we're like the cast of Frozen.
Am I still frozen?
No, you're not now.
You're back now.
See?
There you go.
Talk about white privilege. Frozen. I mean, seriously. Let's get started on that.
Okay. I bought about 60 Elsa dolls yesterday, too.
pre-shopping for Christmas?
No, I went to the Georgia Mall to get some jewelry, and I saw some little babies looking at Elsa dolls, and the mom was like, I can only get one. I was like, well, that's not true. Uncle Shaq is here.
Oh, wow.
Good for you.
That is great.
I bought like 10 of them.
My wife and daughter go to the Mall of Georgia, and they never come home without... Five back. They drive all the way to Mall of Georgia to go to the mall.
And you know what was so good
they
yesterday?
Love it. Yes.
It was the lady. She was an old lady. She was like, who are you? I was like, I'm nobody, ma'am. She was like, I don't usually take stuff from strangers. Like, ask these people, ask the people who work in stores, these strangers. They're like, no, take it.
Trust me.
He's okay. Take it. What's your name? I'm like, I'm just a regular guy, ma'am.
Really? You didn't tell her who you were?
No, I didn't tell her.
Oh, she blew that story. Man, that's not going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She was a grandma.
How are you today?
I'm always good, buddy. I'm good to talk to my best friends.
There you go.
I got a job. Start the music.
Yeah, well, there's no music.
There's
so
no
good.
Music, so you have to stop.
What's up?
You got some toilet paper music?
Toilet paper.
No. Wow. Oh, no. Here we go.
I don't know if I do.
Wait a minute.
Because I want to get to the
Oh, yes. Okay. Let's go to Cleveland.
I want to get to the
Let's go to Cleveland.
Oh, you want to start there? Yeah, I don't even know what to use for toilet paper music. I mean, it's just... That's just sad,
First of all, you're a beautiful young lady. It's not cool to be sitting there bragging about slurping off 7 NBA guys in a row. It's not cute.
No.
You're beautiful. You're gorgeous. You can walk in and pull a doctor, pull a lawyer.
She doesn't have to necessarily pull them, obviously.
Yeah, that's what
she
can
do other things.
But any guy would take you because of your beauty and your height and your sexiness. They want to take you and give you a great life. It's not cute to be bragging about who was doing what they were doing. I don't believe it. I've been knowing my nephew for a long time. He wouldn't go that far. People are like, why don't you respond? You don't respond to nonsense like that.
Come on.
It is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It is. Because you know why? As a player, that's not something you text. as a player. Because guess what? If you text it, they can screenshot it. Want to impress me? Show me the screenshots. Want to impress me? You're probably one of those people that record so you can set up for later. Let me hear the audio.
Oh, you want to hear the girl?
No.
Let us hear her, because some people don't know the story of Odell Beckham Jr. and his...
Well, he's my nephew. It ain't true.
His perceived fetishes by this woman.
Okay. And this was from...
No Jumper?
Yeah, No Jumper's the company, but I think the podcast is called The Thoughts Next Door.
Okay.
The Thoughts or The Thoughts?
Thoughts. T-H-O-T-S.
Not farts,
thoughts.
Shaq. Not
Sorry.
Farts.
The Thoughts Next Door.
Thoughts. All right, thoughts.
Here you go.
Yes, he loves to be shitted on.
Ooh!
Okay, that was my first time ever. I never
did it? You actually did it?
No, I actually couldn't shit. Okay, he wanted me to come on a plane. He was like, make sure you don't have any underwear. Don't take a shower for 24 hours. I'm like, damn, what the fuck you on?
Yeah, that was a short...
Don't take a shower.
As much of a cleaned-up version of the...
And then poo-poo.
Don't take a shower, so...
You want a natural smell.
No, yeah, you want a nasty smell.
No, B-Dog, he wanted to be musty.
No, that's her.
that's what I'm
saying.
He wanted
to be musty?
No, he wanted that thing to be musty.
Why?
Whoa.
Why
would you prefer it to be musty?
I don't know.
Okay, that's now, B-Dog looks like business. He's about to vomit. He's about to vomit.
You know, I don't know where I am on this story, whether I believe it or not, but I'm leaning towards I don't believe it.
It ain't cute for gorgeous girls to be talking about their exploits. It's not.
Okay. Yeah, here's my thing this is a new show that's probably trying to drum up some publicity,
exactly.
And then this is the road they go, and it's just, I don't buy it.
This woman has no interest in pumping up that new show.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she does.
What's her interest in pumping up that new show? It doesn't benefit her.
All those people work together on the same podcast.
Yeah, but it doesn't benefit her to poop on somebody. Like, you know, it doesn't. Yeah, it
does. So you think this is true?
I am not putting my head in the chopping block for anybody on what they get freaky about.
Yeah,
because that's that to me.
However, people do that. I remember somebody said...
People do that? Did somebody
yes,
say?
They do.
People
no.
do that?
Yes, they
no.
do.
Somebody sent me something one day. It was three people in the cup. You know what I'm talking about? Three.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
I know exactly
that's
what
the sickest thing I've ever seen in my life.
You're talking about the two girls, one cup thing? Oh.
John, you never seen that?
No.
Oh,
and
God.
I don't need to see it.
That's
don't text
thing.
Me anything. Don't do
that's
I don't need to see it.
That's the sickest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Horrifying.
I actually never knew that was a fetish, but apparently it is.
Yeah,
him doing that, I don't think he's doing it.
For every person that don't like it, there's multiple people that do.
Wow. I just don't think it's cute for gorgeous girls to be making themselves look
gorgeous.
Like that.
Yeah, I think that's a little. That's
no,
a little.
She's hot. They're hot.
No, the doo-doo is hot. That's
well,
the only thing
steaming.
That's hot about her. It's
it was
steaming.
Steaming.
That's it.
She says she couldn't do it. She says she couldn't do it.
Well, all right, let's.
She couldn't. Muster
I really
up.
Feel like we need to.
She couldn't muster up.
Yeah.
One.
Let's move on from this bullshit.
Yeah, exactly right.
She couldn't muster one up.
Yeah,
she says.
I mean, obviously the big story of the NBA right now is Giannis, and the Bucks getting closed out by the Heat in five.
Again.
Which...
Again.
What do you mean, again?
Coach
Boo... It's always going to happen.
Coach Boo's in Holder. Again.
John, it's not the coach.
Coach Boo's in Holder.
It's not the coach.
Again, has a team that puts up a lot of regular season wins. He has more empty calories than the Rachel Ray Show. I mean, seriously, he can put up as many big win regular seasons, and every time they poop themselves, no pun intended, sorry, Odell,
yeah,
they poop
do
themselves during the postseason. And Giannis is supposed to be the big difference maker? He's supposed to be the guy that everybody wants to get their hands on? I got to tell you, Shaq, great players that I've seen in the NBA, even when they play on teams that are sort of deficient around them, they tend to be able to elevate a little more than that. This is two years in a row of disappointment.
You have to elevate. But he has to figure out a little ways to be more selfish. Because, listen, the kid played the right way, John. Because remember, his offense is predicated on him being at the top of the key.
Sure it is.
So the Heat was like, okay, drive, kick it out. So when you got four or five guys in front of you, he's not a jump shooter. He can't get to the hole. You got to pass to the open guys. So I'm not saying the others didn't step up, but Bud has to switch it up.
Well, how come they can't be defended like that in the regular season?
Because, you know why? Because, one, the game is a little faster in the regular season, right? And then, again, most of the time you're playing lesser teams from your conference. So, like, you're always going to do that against Orlando, New Jersey, the Knicks, Indiana, a couple teams on the West Coast. But when it comes time to slow it down and you go against a defense, a juggernaut like Eric Spoelstra, this is what they do. Eric Spoelstra is no points in the paint. We don't care about the threes.
Yep.
So, be honest, if you're going to have – see, first of all, they're scoring. So when they score, that slows the breakdown. Now you can just set up and wait. So as you set up and wait, we already know what Giannis is going to do. He's going to be at the top of the key. He's going to come full speed. Two or three guys are going to rotate to him. He's going to have to kick it out. He kicked it out. But he has to say, okay, I average 26 in the regular season. I got to average 32, 34
yes.
in the playoffs.
Elevate. That
has to
elevate.
Be his mentality, yeah.
Spoelstra, I'll tell you, is I always admire him, even though I've underestimated him at times, Shaq, because I had the exact same job for an NHL coaching staff in the National Hockey League as he had with Pat Riley when he started. And well, for him to get to where he's gotten, video coordinator and everything, that's exactly what I did. And for a guy to elevate and to be as really good at his job as he is, that's impressive. That is impressive. And I always underestimate Eric Spoelstra.
No, he's really good. But look, before you succeed, you must first learn to fail. Now there's talk about he's leaving, he's doing that.
I was going to have my next question. Yeah,
I wouldn't leave.
You wouldn't leave?
I don't see him leaving.
He can get the max there. I'm not turning down that 250 just to go be in a big market for 190 because you can't make up that $60 million. Hell no. Staying in Milwaukee.
You're in Milwaukee.
It's different.
Dude.
He's young. He's young.
Dude, even look.
So what? He got social media.
Milwaukee's like
Cleveland. He got social media, and because he's Giannis, he's getting his fair amount of TNT and ESPN games.
Okay.
He's fine. It's the same thing.
Milwaukee's like Cleveland. And even LeBron James, who was from Akron, who considered himself like a native son, even he bolted to go live on the beach, live with zero state tax, and to go chase championships.
No, because they didn't give him what he wanted.
Well, the Bucks aren't close to giving him what he needs.
No, this is different. They can pay him the most, which is that supermax, which is 250. Everybody else could only pay him 190.
I understand.
190 minus 250, that's a lot of millions.
LeBron could have stayed in Cleveland the first time.
No, but listen.
But for the same reason he ditched.
No, but what I'm saying, LeBron.
But are they of the same mental makeup, though? Do you think they think the same?
LeBron's issue wasn't a money issue. LeBron wanted like a whole bunch of other stuff, and he's like, we're not going to do that. And he's like, all right, I'm out. And then he said, okay, we'll do it, we'll do it. And then he came back.
Hey, quick question. Do you have funk in your junk?
What?
Funk in your junk. If you're not dialed in to our great partners at Manscaped, then it's probably time to clean things up down there, you know? Shave your balls with no worries. Thanks to their Lawnmower 3.0.
The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 is a premium electric trimmer that's designed to give you confidence boots. The ceramic blade and skin-safe technology are designed to reduce nicks or tugs on your fellas down low. You know what I mean, John?
Yeah, I do know.
The Lawnmower 3.0 is also a waterproof B-Dog and comes with a LED light so you can see your Manscaped in the shower, in the dark, or in the dark shower. Whatever floats your boat, B-Dog.
And if you sign up for Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0, you're going to get the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, waterproof cordless body trimmer, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag for you to use when you're done quarantining.
And right now, get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Shaq at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at Manscaped.com. And use code Shaq. Your balls will thank you.
By the way, can we do a little family business here?
Yes.
B-Dog just getting... Shaq, you just told B-Dog off. I mean, that's fine. And I do not want to... I said, bring up dirty family business in the house. But I will do it.
Go ahead.
The other night, B-Dog told me what I'm allowed to tweet on my Twitter feed.
Wow.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
no,
you
I
did. You
I said disagree, of all, you I disagree
said,
with what you said.
You said of all the problems in the world that we've got going on, and you're tweeting about the fact that they got those stupid plastic partitions, which, by the way,
and the mask on.
Even Dr. Fauci, at a press conference at the White House, said this week, those are unnecessary. They're not necessary.
John.
And they're doing it just to play up the, look, we're doing everything carefully, whatever. There's no use for it. But more importantly, B-Dog, don't you tell me what I can do on my own Twitter feed.
All right, cool.
As you said, grown man on the Twitter feed.
You guess what? Okay, cool. One, I'm not telling you. Well, you can tweet whatever you want.
You did say that.
Number two.
You said of all the things going on in the world, you're tweeting about this.
My,
you were telling me what I could tweet.
Well, you're going to tweet what you want anyway. You've been doing that.
I will do that.
So my thing is
I'm a grown man, and I'm going to tweet what I want to tweet.
Okay,
and
cool.
If you don't do it, don't respond.
This is my thing.
Yes.
They have the mask on, and they have the partitions. I just think that it's silly that of all the things, we know that the bubble has been working. There's not been one positive case. If they want to wear the mask,
they
guess
don't
what? If they
want
to have a partition, they're going to have the mask and they're going to have the partition. I think there are so many more things that are bigger problems than
that. And here's what I tell you. First of all, it's useless and it doesn't mean anything. Second of all, you're assuming they want to. They don't want. I will shoot. Guess
no,
what?
They have
I
can to.
Guess what? They have to.
They
it
have
is.
To wear
it
masks.
Has absolutely
everybody
been mandated.
So why was Coach Bud at his press conference and he didn't have one on the other night?
ESPN mandates it. ESPN mandates it. ABC and ESPN are mandating it. That's why they're doing it. You don't. They don't want. I can tell you. You think Mike Breen wants to be doing that? You think you really do? You think they want it? Van Gundy wants to be there with like giant partitions between them?
But John, I don't think anybody wants to wear a mask. But if it's for optic purposes or whatever,
that's
I don't
all
think
it's
that it's big
just
of
for
a deal.
Optics, right, because right, they're safe.
I just
right,
don't.
They're
all right,
safe.
Right. Hey, you're wearing a mask. Hey, take it off. Why are you wearing one? Why big
line.
Of a deal? How's that big of a deal?
Just a reminder. On your Twitter feed, you tweet about anything you want.
Hey.
But then when you tell me, of all the things going on in the world, you're going to tweet about this,
John,
all the concerns we
John,
have.
John, hold on. Hold your word, because I've seen you numerous times when somebody has said something, you've been in their mentions berating
guess
them
what?
As well.
I will get on their what they're saying. But
I don't
know
what
them,
you said.
But I don't tell them. No, you said of all the things you could be tweeting about in the world, you're tweeting about this.
But I never said
that's
that you couldn't tweet about
no, that.
Jack,
that's what you're doing.
I'm not
protecting
you from tweeting
Jack loves
it. I'm just disagreeing with what you tweet.
There you go. With you, man. Can I sit with you? Because I don't know what's even happening anymore on the show. Lost control of the show now.
So, hey, John brought it up.
Fights.
We could have left that on Twitter.
You worry about your
all right,
followers.
Let Shaq talk for Christmas Eve.
You both make good points. But I don't. You can argue all you want. Nothing's going to beat. You should have included me.
Never.
You
could,
oh, yeah,
never,
ever.
Never,
so, yeah, ever.
Never, never.
It's
never.
A favorite episode ever.
Now I got to call him. And I told you not to. I don't care.
Episode
hey, now I got to go home
it
and,
was too
and
many
edit
things
this for 9 hours.
Hey, you had too many things at play in that situation.
Nobama is still the worst episode ever.
Funny part about that is Rob thought it was real, and I thought it was real,
me too.
But
I thought, well, yeah. I thought,
yes, you did.
Well,
yeah, y'all felt it was real.
Y'all felt it was real.
No, but hold on. As soon as Rob found out it wasn't real, he shit saw his f***ing face. Hold on. That's not the real
Obama. Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
So pissed.
Can you play that right now, please?
That was the best.
Yeah, can you play that so the people can hear it?
All right, fine.
Insert that after.
All right, here you go. Yeah. Here's a clip from when I lost it on the Obama episode.
Mr. President, I told these guys beforehand that I have waited 5 years for this moment, that I finally got you all.
This is not President Barack Obama.
Oh, I knew that.
I already knew it, John.
Stop it. I knew it the whole time, John.
No, you
did
not.
I'm
pissed now.
Listen,
hold on. This is this week's show, going in the toilet.
Wait, no, it's not.
It is.
This is
the first 15 minutes. Listen.
This is not.
Do you know how important it was for this show to have President Obama the week that the world was in crisis?
Do you know?
You do you know how important this interview was for this show? And you turned it into a... Frank, I could run you out of the studio right now.
Oh, my gosh. Rob's losing his mind.
You're such a dick. And John, you know what else came in the way?
By the way, this was arranged 2 weeks ago. Rob is really not happy.
Your timing is awful. It's not even funny. Like, we had... I was, like, genuinely... Like, this was an important interview for the show. This wasn't like... It ain't prank week. Like, have you paid attention to what's going on in the world with your smug-ass smile on your face? It ain't prank week,
Rob,
jackass. It is, we're going to have President Obama on. That's important
now it's a, let's rip the rug out from under everybody's feet.
I really don't.
What's my job here? What's my job?
What do you mean, what's your job?
I'm the producer of the
but
show.
But you're putting together a fun
Let
show.
Let me in on the prank. I'll help you pull the rug out from under everybody's feet. You don't trick me, ass.
Oh, I'm in charge.
Seriously.
Well, what do you want to do with the rest of the show, Mr. Producer?
What?
All yours.
Oh, that was classic.
Yeah, no.
That was classic. Right.
Hold on.
That was the best.
That's not the real Obama.
But you had to understand, there were so many factors at play.
Oh, my God.
There were so many factors
at
play.
It was like the day the world was shutting down.
There were so many factors
at play. Like, we were taking pay cuts. Yeah. People were getting fired. Yeah, and John's like, break time. Like, oh, with the king of the horse time.
Hey, that's sneak attack. John, that day,
you were Mr. Dickey just called me in his office.
He did.
And you want to pull this
all day.
Yeah.
And John's like, the world's on fire. Here's some gasoline. Have fun, guys.
And you know how they say read the room?
Yeah.
John did not read the room.
Completely unable in any way.
I needed reading rainbow.
He did not read the room that day.
That was wonderful.
But look, I was just sitting here and I kept going, zzz, zzz, zzz. Hey, big fella, don't f*** around. I was really mad. For real? Hell yeah, big dog. Leave that shit.
Do it, man.
Okay,
don't
you're right.
Do it, man.
Hey,
not ain't worth
the best ever. The best ever.
Oh. Just ain't worth it.
The most memorable ever.
A couple things from the NBA before we move on. Lakers are up 2-1 on Houston. The story about Daniel House Jr.
He
from
snuck
the Rockets.
A woman in.
It was a female COVID-19 testing official.
Yeah, to get a test.
And
no,
her,
he didn't.
Let her
oh,
in,
stop it.
Let her in the room.
To get a
no,
test.
No, you're
John, let me tell you something.
Wait a minute.
Let me tell you something right now. Similar,
John got so mad he broke his microphone.
You're so full of it.
Similar to the argument you and B-Dog just had. I'm a grown goddamn man, make a lot of money.
Yeah.
You can't tell me who I can't bring
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes,
don't want,
I can. There
I'm
are
not,
rules in
I'm
place.
Not, forget the rules. I
you
am
You can't
the
tell
rules.
Him what he can tweet, but you the can tell him what he's allowed
listen,
to do.
I don't want people in front in the lobby seeing me get a COVID test. You pant, baby. Come to the room. Take
that
the test.
That wasn't what they were. You think
how
they're
do you
doing
know?
A COVID test in
how
the
do you
room.
Know? How do you
something
know?
Was being inserted, and it
how
wasn't
you,
a long
you know?
Q-tip.
How do you know?
Because, Shaq, that is against all the protocols. Every single
no,
protocol.
Not.
Yes,
no,
it is.
Not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It is against the
why
protocols.
Why was she even in there? Why
because,
was she there?
Because she's there to test, but she's not
thank
there to
you.
Test in your room. That
how,
does,
how
she
do you
does
know
not
that?
A, because that is not where she has access to. That's what the whole problem is.
Stop it.
Stuff was being inserted, I'm sure.
Stop it. Stop it.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, man? These are like fights today. You're just
been,
taking over
listen,
the show.
I've been in the bubble for 3 months. I can have a girl in my room
well,
for some snacks.
Hey, big fella. Look,
like some potato
refreshments.
Chips.
Refreshments. Hey, you're going to have some refreshments.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to be honest with you. She wasn't up in there for no COVID test.
Come on.
Yes, she was.
No, she,
no, she was not.
Yes, she was.
Oh, she was not.
Really?
Yes,
she if
was.
She was there for a COVID test, we wouldn't. We, this wouldn't be a story.
Exactly.
Yes, she was.
This
it
wouldn't be a story.
The COVID
how'd
test is not going on. They got caught by cameras. They know he snuck somebody in.
Guess what? That's why you got a PTS. Oh, PTSO.
What's that?
What's that?
Pay the security off.
Oh, okay.
Have the camera go zzzz.
Nope.
Yeah. Sort of like your phone being too close to the unit.
Benjamin Franklin, baby.
Yeah, and then the security guard's like,
I guess who you got the motherfucking camera shining on me.
There we go.
So he knew. He saw it the whole
yeah,
way.
I don't think this affects the Rockets much. It's different if this would have been
no,
like,
yeah.
Tucker
done
or Eric Gordon.
Yeah, it, you know. It ain't like Harden or somebody.
Right.
Lakers up 2-1 on Houston. We just thought about, are we going to have an LA Western Conference final?
Yeah. We better.
I would like to see that.
That's what everybody wants to see,
I think
right?
Everybody
I would
wants
like to
that,
see that,
right?
Yep.
Surely is.
I mean, Clippers have never been to the Western Conference Finals, so it would be the first time it would have ever happened. Will this take over the sports world? LA in the conference finals?
It would.
Not by the ratings.
It would, but it would be better if it was really happening in LA.
In LA, yeah.
Yeah, that's
more
true.
Steam,
far different.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, there's no home or away game, I guess, if you're doing it in LA, right?
Yeah.
You're just doing them all at the same arena.
The NBA is dying right now for LA. They need it because they need it badly.
The ratings are bad?
Bad.
How do they test ratings?
And that's what's great is that Mark Cuban trying to spin all these positive tales that are just like, he's finding like, wait a minute, on people who live in odd number houses that have listened, the ratings are
you know what they
27%
should do?
Down.
You know what they should do? The teams that make it back to the finals open up the arenas.
I think that'd be awesome.
That would be huge. Yeah. I don't think they'll do it in a million years.
Why?
Because they're committed to the bubble at this point. They're not going to bail on it now. You know what I mean? They've had success with it. They've managed to get good optics out of it. So
they've had a lot of success.
Everybody be back in arenas next year.
All right, so what if you do the Orlando arena?
No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
You might as well stay in the bubble.
Yeah,
because your fans aren't
going to
be there.
Yeah.
Why?
The fans... The fans are going to
go.
What do you think? Laker fans are flying to Florida?
No, there's some Laker fans in Florida already.
Well, we already know who those people are. When the people come across state lines.
What do you mean those people? See, John?
Guess what? It's like Dallas Cowboy fans.
The state lines.
It's like Dallas Cowboy fans in New York. It's like when you see Cowboy fans in New York.
What do you say? You can't find Cowboy fans in New York?
Chicago Bulls fans out in Oklahoma.
John,
it's like crap.
Do people not move?
Who do you want the Philadelphia 76ers coach to be?
Billy Donovan.
Okay.
Let me have him, but I understand that he's waiting to see if the Rockets job comes up.
Okay.
That's what my intelligence is telling me.
So you don't want Tyronn Lue?
If I have a chance to get Billy Donovan, I do not want Ty Lue.
Well, Ty Lue has championship experience.
Yeah, really does. Yeah.
John's not a Tyloo fan.
You got to look at that resume.
Shaq, 2020 is screwed with me enough. Don't tell me I'm going to have 3 or 4 years of Tyloo.
You need somebody that could hold the players accountable.
Guess what? That's Billy Donovan. Tyloo
held LeBron accountable, bro.
Oh, BS.com.
Bro, I was there.
You kidding me? He went and got his coffee for him.
And?
He got the coffee for him. Hey, LeBron. LeBron, what do you need? Hey, you need that dry cleaning picked up? I'd be glad to do that too.
Did it work, John?
Guess what? Billy Donovan has a better chance of rounding Embiid into some sort of a workable model and not getting pushed around by Embiid.
Don't forget, Billy Donovan had Kevin, Russ, and Harden.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that, buddy.
Well, what about Becky Hammon?
I'd be fine with her. I used to play blackjack with her.
Okay. Hold on, big fella. What's that deep sigh for?
Wow. Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, a couple quick things here before Sean Evans joins us, hopefully here in a couple of minutes. Where do we buy our jetpacks? Did you see this story?
Hold on. But before you go to the story, did he get arrested?
They didn't find him, did they?
I don't think they found the guy.
They didn't find the guy.
This was the audio from the flight tower.
The tower, American 1997. We just passed a guy in a jetpack.
American 1997, okay. Thank you. Were they up here, left side or right side?
Off the left side, maybe 300 yards or so, about our altitude.
Yeah, that was about 3,000 feet up.
Once they start selling them, I'm going to get more.
Here's why everybody should be a little bit nervous. Someone goes up there with a flammable material,
hits a plane?
A rifle that can figure out
he
how to...
He just said he was 300 feet...
3,000.
3,000. No, he was 300 feet away from the plane.
I understand.
Yeah. How close that is to the plane?
How about shooting at the fuel tanks?
Oh, God, that's terrifying.
Shooting at the...
That's terrifying.
And you could blow a plane out of the sky.
That's terrifying.
We need to do a segment.
Okay.
The way y'all think and the way we think.
Well, is this going to be a racial thing now?
Is this racial?
Not really racial, no. But...
What, jetpacks?
I'm in for a jetpack.
Do you think he's a white guy? Do you think it was a white guy or a black guy?
Oh, it's a white guy. Definitely white guy.
100%.
But John,
why do you say that?
Because I don't... This is every time I've seen a jetpack video, it's been a white guy.
Let me say, the black people don't understand aeronautics. That's why. I'll say it. But John.
Aeronautics.
Did you not see Numbers?
But
did you not see the movie Numbers?
But
they wouldn't have gotten that rocket off the ground without the ladies who knew the numbers.
But John, white guys, right? Like, oh my God, he can shoot. Brothers thinking, man, I'm going to pull up in front of the club in this month. But yeah, I'm going to fly to Atlanta. I'm going to take my to Miami Beach. I'm going to tub down, pick me up a girl. See?
See, the problem with brother is, this is too high. I didn't think this through.
John, so he's going to shoot down a plane.
Might be a little, guess what? I was going to guess to you that I didn't think that the person was going to end up being black or white. How about
Russian?
That?
Russian?
See, everybody, I don't know.
Russian?
Immediately, what I thought, Russian is white. Immediately, what I thought of was foreign terrorist.
Oh, God.
That's immediately what I thought.
You go to a dark place fast.
Well, today's episode of How They Think and How We Think.
Exactly.
With a jetpack near planes within 300 yards of planes?
I think he was an idiot testing out, see how high he could get.
Yeah.
I didn't think he accidentally went near two planes?
I would
if you're
do
that high in the air.
I would do that over water.
Yeah, you're going to die when you hit the water.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
you dropped 3,000 feet.
That's what they say, but I'd rather hit water than
that's
concrete.
That's what they say?
I'd rather hit water.
I'd rather hit water than concrete.
Who is that? White guys. Hey, one of the greatest resources on the internet is ready for you now, thanks to our amazing friends at rockauto.com.
Rock Auto.
Because no matter what... No matter what, in the sky, I can go twice as high, take a look, it's in a book, a real rainbow.
I can't go anywhere.
Because no matter what make or model car you got, they got what you need. They're the best, and they've been doing it right for years. They're a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years.
It's all right there at your fingertips at reliably low prices at rockauto.com. Shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Everything from brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet, B-Dog, and get it all delivered directly to your crib.
So there's no more digging around those big box stores to find the parts that you need. The prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, the same for everybody. So get on to savings. All the parts for your car or your truck, no matter the make or model, are waiting for you at rockauto.com.
And when you see that box that says, how you hear about us, just drop my name, Shaq, so they know we sent you all the parts your car will ever need. Rockauto.com.
All right, well, let's welcome the host of Hot Ones into the show. Sean Evans is joining us. What's up, man?
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Good, Sean.
Doing good. Dude, you gave us the best gift of all. It was probably about a year and a half ago when Shaq appeared on Hot Ones, and we got memes for days out of that episode. How did Big Man fare on that, in your opinion?
I actually thought, Shaq, I thought you did great. My favorite part, and it became that meme, I think he did so good that he was lulled into a false sense of security, because he was like, Kansas doesn't know how to make no hot sauce. And then he bit into that Da Bomb wing, and he turned to the camera and said, I apologize, Kansas. And started, I'm a milk jug. It's one of my favorite moments ever in the history of the series.
I saw recently you had my fiance, my wife, who I've never met, Halle Berry. How does she do?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Like, you can never really predict how people are gonna react to the spice or whatever, but she came and she was like, I'm here to have dinner. And then she cleaned every wing, no milk, no water. It's the craziest show that way, you know.
So when she first walked in, were you nervous to talk to her? Because I've been around her twice. I probably only said 1.2 words. Like, my stuttering kicked in. I was just looking at how, like, she's one of the few people that's gorgeous on TV and gorgeous in real life. Did you freak out?
Yeah, unreal. Just stunning in person. You know, the wings, I think, disarm the guest in the same way they do the host. So, like, once the show gets going, then it's like it's game time and you're just kind of in that thing. But the most nervous that I get for a shoot is, like, the moment that they walk into the room. And Halle Berry definitely has a presence about her.
Okay, so if Halle Berry – sorry, John. If Halle Berry would have said to you, one night with me for 75% of your show. No. What do you do?
No. He comes up with another show.
75% of all profits to your show.
He creates a spinoff immediately.
One night. You got 30 minutes.
Oh, wait.
What do you do?
Well, you're going to put a time limit on.
Oh, seriously. Yeah. Sean, before, you know, remember those hot chips? You know, the hot chips that were the rage?
Oh, the ghost pepper chips.
So we got the ghost pepper chips. So we brought a bag in, and Shaq challenged me and said, I'll pay you this much money if you eat one. I not only ate one, I ate two. And he was,
wow.
But it's weird is that later on it got me. It didn't get me at the time. Do you find that with people that sometimes, because when we did it, I said, yeah, give me another one. I'll eat another one. And then around 10, 12 minutes later, it was hitting me. It was really hitting me. But it wasn't hitting me at the time, and I was thinking, I'm fine. Do you find people like that with spice?
Well, they can kind of plume on you. Like, sometimes you can eat something, and you'll be like, oh, this is okay. But then it slowly grows. Like, the heat builds from there. Yeah. And then there's another thing, which I'm sure you were feeling, where maybe it hits your stomach, and then you start, like, cramping, and, like, that starts.
It was my throat. It was my throat that didn't react. It was my throat. It was killing me. Unbelievable.
Hey, Sean, look, let me tell you something. I like spicy foods, just a little bit, a little kick, but something like that, it goes in, but it's got to come out at some point in time.
It did come out.
See, that's the spinoff, Sean. That's the spinoff show.
No, it's not.
That's Hot Ones After Hours.
Two stalls, and you're doing the interview as she's on the stall, and the celebrity sits on the stall next
to you. This is a terrible idea.
Sean, have you ever had anybody go through all the wings, no faces, no nothing? Like,
I think, you know, the Halle Berry episode is kind of a standard. Like, that's one that fans look at and they're like, wow, how did she do that? Like, that does happen at some points, like at some episodes, some people can like have such a crazy tolerance for spice. What did you think, Shaq, going into it? And then what did you think of, like, the sort of second life that the episode had with all these memes?
Well, I was scared of going into it because when I bit into the ghost pepper chip, that was hot. And you know, sort of like John, it didn't get me at first, but when I was doing it on the air, guys were laughing at me, and I tried to talk, and it got kind of stuck. So when I drunk the water, that activated it. So I was like,
yeah.
So I was like, I got to do another one of these. All right. So, like, the first, second, and third wings, I was like, they don't know how to make no hot wings in Kansas. But around 4, 5, and 6, that one gave me a flashback to that ghost pepper chip. Oh. And that's that meme when I did like this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that meme is hot, and my diarrhea is going to be hot tonight.
That's exactly oh, God. Why? Oh, we're back in the stall
again. It was hot.
Well, that's where you're always going to end up, at the stall. So.
Well, yeah.
That's true. Hot Ones, the game show on True TV. We've got the season finale of that Tuesday, September 15th at 10 p.m. Eastern on True TV. How did you spin what you do on Hot Ones into the game show? Where did that come from?
Well, it was something that we'd worked on for a while before it ever became a thing. But we were just trying to have like an inverse relationship to the interview show. So like on the interview show, we're kind of taking celebrity, which is by definition this sort of unobtainable lifestyle status. And then bringing people down to a level that everyone understands, which is dying on hot sauce. You know, it's a disruptive element in the show, but it's also something that's very humanizing.
Yeah.
So the thing with the game show is we wanted to kind of like inverse that relationship and then take the person off the street and then make them into a hot sauce hero, win a bunch of cash, and kind of exalt people through wings. We're on the interview show, we're knocking people down a peg.
Yeah.
On the game show, we're lifting them up.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, man. That's great. And if you want to catch up on any of the latest season of Hot Ones, you hit the first We Feasts YouTube channel. The whole season is up there.
And make sure you watch the Shaq episode, a classic. I think that
so
has like
good.
30 million views or something.
It's
wow,
so good. It'll
never get old, Mr. Evans.
Never get old.
No,
it
is good. It's just so good, man.
And I'll tell you what, Mr. Evans. Next time you want me to be on your show, make sure you get some real hot wings. I challenge you. I challenge you 1 to 12, get the hottest wings you can, and I guarantee you I get the 7.
All right, Shaq. You know, we shoot the game show like right down the hall from inside the NBA, so I'll find you.
Yeah, well, you just let me know. Tough guy.
There you go.
Oh, tough guy. He said 7 now. Yeah, that's the number. He guy. Said 7.
Of all he the people 7. You want to challenge, you challenge the guy with the hottest hot wings in the world. What
you know
are you doing?
Because you know what? Kansas don't know how to make no hot wings.
Again.
Oh, there he goes.
There he goes.
Good job, Sean. Congratulations on the success of the show.
All right, buddy.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Anytime, dude. Good to talk to you.
I love that.
Yeah. John, you had about 5 borderlines. Oh, I felt it in my throat.
And
it was
did.
Just so hard in my throat.
I didn't say it was that. You
yes,
said
you
that.
Did.
No, I didn't say that.
Rob,
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You said in my throat.
Yeah, but I didn't say it was hard in my throat.
Now you did.
Seriously.
Now you did.
Come on.
Oh, man.
Come on. Hey, the wait's finally over. Football is back,
football,
Rob.
I'm like, dude, I'm so excited. We get to watch actual, real football.
I can't wait.
For I think the first time yet in 2020, I feel some
you
kind
feel
of
some
normal.
Normalcy.
You know what I mean?
And you know the best part about it is betting on it.
Well.
And Bet Online is going the extra
unless
mile.
Unless you're Shaq and you don't understand how betting works.
Yeah, please. Well, we'll help them out. Bet Online is going the extra mile to make sure you get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team player and coaching props. Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any place online.
And you can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering to win divisions and championship
it's
futures,
fun.
All kinds of stuff. Some of the big matchups this weekend, I know locally here in Atlanta, we're looking at the Falcons and the Seahawks.
Well, we got B-Dogs Rams against Shaq's
Cowboys
Dallas Cowgirls.
On Sunday night, I believe.
And wait a minute, the Eagles take on a team without a name.
Yes, the Washington football team.
The Washington football team.
Which is still
team.
The stupidest thing ever.
By the way, the Eagles might lose that game.
To Washington?
Just a little tip. The Eagles might lose that game.
Why?
I'm just telling you. Look, go to Bet Online, check out the line, and if it's a good line,
okay.
Then take the points.
How do you think, by the way, Tom Brady's going to fare against Drew Brees?
I picked them to miss the playoffs.
The Tampa Bay?
Yes.
Completely?
Yes.
Wow.
That is
everybody's,
bold.
Everybody's
bold.
Big on them in the division
Not
this year.
Everybody, baby.
Not
and I
John
picked
Kincaid.
The Falcons to make the playoffs.
Man.
How about that?
I want to drink what you're drinking.
Visit betonline.ag and sign up for a free account. Make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1, spell it out, for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. It's BetOnline. Rob, you know what they are.
They're your online sportsbook experts. Something we do all love was Tony the Tiger.
I couldn't believe this. Seeing Shaq.
Had no idea this was happening until I saw it on television. But apparently, Shaq and you're doing stuff with Frosted Flakes now.
Yes, I am.
You got to do a commercial with Tony the Tiger.
By the way,
after 40 years, I've been begging.
Move that on the desk behind you. You've got a box of it right there.
Yeah, so move it into view.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine what Tony's paying you.
Oh, nothing. Oh,
yeah, Yeah, it's just like the general.
Exactly. He just wants to be around.
Because this one ain't about money. This is just about being No, it's just about being a poor kid who used to eat. Now I'm going to be on the cover. And it's just awesome. You
get
know, just
your
a
phone.
Dream come true.
Get your phone.
I don't have a phone.
Your phone is near the thing again. Yes, it is. I just watched you bring it over.
Jeez.
And that's why it was going.
Oh, goodness. Is that what that was?
HoochieMama.com can wait.
Okay.
Jeez.
Come on.
HoochieMama.com.
I mean, it can wait. Wow. It can very much wait.
All right. Well, listen, on that note.
Borderline.
Borderline.
Borderline, bitches.
Yeah.
Okay.
This week's edition of Borderline.
Yes.
We're going to start with David on Twitter, who sent us this expert NBA analysis from Tim Legler.
Great guy, Tim Legler.
Breaking down the Heat-Bucks game. Tim Legler, what are you doing?
I'm more likely to let guys swallow it when there's contact at the rim, particularly when a guy gets downhill and he's initiating all of that by going at some defender at the rim. I'll swallow a little bit more in that situation.
Okay,
he'll
all right.
Swallow a little bit more.
At the rim.
When someone's at the rim, he's more likely to swallow it.
Whoa.
Come on,
hey,
Legs.
Tim?
I love
see,
that.
Legs went to LaSalle. Playoffs. He went to LaSalle when I was at Temple.
Yeah,
great
thank
guy.
You. Yeah,
great
100% guy. Flagged that for the playoffs. Thanks to Parisi from Melbourne, Australia for this one. Apparently, there's a big fight in Australia involving a gentleman named Jeff Horn. Well, a few years back, there was a big rally for a Jeff Horn fight, and the MC started a chant that I think threw everyone just a little bit.
What's his name? Horn. How do we spell it? H-O-R-N. Horny. 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 Come on, ramp it up.
What?
Horny.
Horny.
Horny. Horny. Horny.
That's what they were chanting at Daniel House's room. We knew it was
just there for a test. Stop
Remember,
it.
Australia was a penal colony, and now we know why. There you go.
All right, thanks to Scotty, Justin, Jeremiah, and a number of other people on Twitter for this. This was from AEW Dynamite.
Okay, right. AEW?
Yeah, it's the
wrestling.
The wrestling.
Yeah. I thought it was root beer.
No, that's A-N-W.
A-N-W.
Yeah. But okay. Aren't you supposed to be doing something with the wrestling?
Yes, I am.
With AEW? Are you going to fight Cody Rhodes or something?
I want to fight Cody Rhodes. I want to fight whoever they put in front of me.
Wow.
All right. Well, I mean, Cody's, I guess, the guy as far as that.
And?
Well, I know. I mean, it would be a good fight, is what I'm saying.
And?
Hopefully it's not another Big Show debacle where it's just a lot of talk and nothing.
A lot of talk.
Will it be a good fight? I don't think so.
I don't know.
You're right, because it probably won't be a fight, because y'all going to sit there and talk.
Because you guys will just talk.
It'll be 9 months of trash talk, and then someone will bail.
It's going to be a fight.
Okay. Well, Jake the Snake Roberts, I guess, is part of AEW as an older guy. I guess he's a manager or something, but he's calling somebody out in the ring, and we get this.
Let me tell you something. You're just a couple of squirrels trying to get a nut. Well, you're not going to bust a nut anytime we're in the ring.
Well, I would hope
not.
I would really hope not. I
wouldn't think you'd want to do that.
Really, really hope
Jake.
Not.
Jake. I wouldn't think that would be the plan.
Horny! Horny! Stop.
You have to chant that every time we go.
No.
That's okay.
No.
No. All right. And, thanks to. Well, since we're on wrestling, we'll go to Alan at our Gmail for this. This is from some old school NWA wrestling. This is an epic promo from a guy named Magnum T.A. And sometimes I wonder if these wrestlers really know what they're doing here.
And when we come to Philadelphia this time, there's going to be no mistaking what's going to happen. I'm going to come on you like nobody's ever come on you before. No baby doll at your side. Nobody to run distractions for you. Just you and I getting it on like two men should do.
Oh,
not that there's anything wrong with that. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Hey, the man know what he want.
And he gets credit.
John.
That.
Say it again, John.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Let's not make judgments here.
No, no judgments whatsoever.
Man action. No. That's what you're about. Okay. We're all about it here.
Okay, very nice. All right, one more here. This is from Caleb. This is from the Ray Lewis podcast. Uh-oh. He's got
John. Stop it.
He's got Marcus Allen on as his guest, and I guess they have a special relationship.
You touched me, right? And it's interesting, right? I touched you. You touched me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting how life works out, right?
Yeah, doesn't it?
That's the Ray Lewis podcast.
Yes, that's the Ray Lewis podcast. He touched him. He touched him back, and they both touched each other.
He's alive to
touch
tell about
me,
it.
And I touch you back. I know.
I'm glad the man's there to talk about it.
That can get you 10 to 15.
Like that.
Touch you and touch you back?
Never mind. Let's move on to this game.
All right. Yep. And that is this week's edition of Borderline. All right, well, guess
getaway
what?
Getaway edition.
Guess what's back?
Oh, I thought we had a different game today.
No.
What's
next week's game?
Oh, I have that prepared for today. We'll do it next week.
I don't have a contestant.
Okay,
John had a match game ready for me, which we're going to do on next week's show.
Oh, that's excellent. I'm ready for it.
Next week's show. We're going to play some shootout today. We haven't done this in a while. This
is
a I give you guys a topic. You go back and forth to one of you cannot provide an answer.
This is easy. John's going down.
Yeah, Shaq is usually very, very good at this game.
John's going down.
All right.
Shaq's like a Biden press conference. Every time there's a game. What's this game? Never heard of this one.
Yeah, never heard of this one.
What game are we playing?
What are we doing?
You know what, John? Every time I come home and smoke that hookah, every blow is a delete.
There you go.
I don't know what I did yesterday.
It's obvious. Believe me.
It's clear.
It's obvious.
It was made clear this week on TNT when you didn't understand how betting worked.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Whoa.
By the way, you were playing.
Hold on. Back to our episode, how we think black people don't bet like that. Stop it.
What?
They don't bet the over-under?
No, we do not. There's no spread? B-Dog, will you tell? No, we do not.
What the hell are you talking about?
We bet straight up. B-Dog, I bet you $20 the Lakers going to win tonight. Stop it, John.
Yeah. We don't.
That's white people gambling. Over-under. Stop it.
White people.
Stop it. We ain't doing all that.
Wait, I understand it, but yes, most of the times if I'm betting with one of my boys, it's like, look,
black
put 20
people,
on it, put 50
black
on
people
it.
Don't bet like that.
No, you're not putting math like into it.
No, there is math.
There's money there.
Give me the spread.
No,
I'm not giving you no spread. Straight up, is it
what?
Lakers gonna win? Beat the Rockets tonight? $20?
Yeah, we do.
Well,
they have to win
by five. No, that's that white guy analytics stuff. Stop it, John.
I understand.
You're out of your mind.
Well, you got to give me 5 points.
You have to bet the cash money line and the over.
Yeah, exactly. No, stop it.
Let's bet the over under.
Remember though, the over under is what got Tim Donaghy in hot water.
Well,
that's what they used to bet,
and that's a white guy
problem.
High
school.
That's how the NBA games were fixed.
To your high school.
By the way, that's three white guys from my high school who fixed the NBA.
Yeah, exactly.
So my play to your strength.
He's got a point, and they only fixed
point spreads. That's the only thing they ever did.
There you go.
Over-unders. That's the only thing they concentrated on.
Well, I'm glad they never fixed none of my games, so we're good.
Well, they did, but it was the
No, they didn't.
Come on. Shaq.
Stop it.
I think because of how long those guys were in the league, everybody
Shaq,
was probably affected.
Yes.
You can't fix
Shaq,
my game, John, when I'm in that mode.
Shaq,
you're not
one,
stopping
and
me.
And at one point, there were 5 active referees from my high school.
But you can't
fix
my game. I don't shoot jumpers.
Yeah, guess what?
You can't fix my game.
There was a Western Conference Final Game 7, and 3 officials for the game were all from my high school. How could that freaking be? How could that be?
So you're saying that the Sacramento Kings had a chance?
I'm saying is that
it was at their place. They choked.
No, what I'm saying to you is that the NBA has been fixed before.
Nope.
It is proven, documented that
that
it's been
fixed. That game wasn't fixed. I bust ass.
All right.
You busted ass?
I busted ass.
All right. Well,
maybe after those chips you did.
Rest in peace, Cole.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Cole. We bust their ass at their place.
R.I.P., baby.
Yeah.
Those nice officials.
We'll get to shootout here. So one of our favorite clients on the show are the family at rockauto.com.
Rock
Auto. And we know that Shaq loves his cars. So the shootout is by U.S. Auto Sales, the top 20 car brands.
Oh, John, you're
of
losing.
2019.
Oh, I'm going to lose it. Car brands.
Any brand of car.
I'm going to go first.
All right, you go first.
Go ahead, Shaq.
My Dodge Challenger.
Dodge.
Audi.
Audi.
My GMC truck.
Chevy.
You remind me of my Jeep.
Ford.
That was number one.
Toyota.
That was number 2.
Mitsubishi.
Body made wrong. BMW.
Good job.
Nissan.
Good job.
Uncle Jerome has a Tesla.
It's on the list.
Volvo.
No.
No.
Almost
not. No. Wow. Did anybody say Mercedes?
No.
No, Mercedes.
I was saving Mercedes also.
Lexus. Yeah.
And I just
Volkswagen.
Volkswagen was there,
up there.
There you go.
Ram. Subaru.
Yeah, Ram.
Kia.
All right, there we go.
So there you go.
There we go.
All right, Shaquille O'Neal won nothing. Here we go. Shaq cashed in his Fruity Pebbles endorsement, moved over to Tony the Tiger and Frosted Flakes, like we discussed earlier.
Are we talking about cereal now?
Yes.
Oh, you're going down.
So the shootout is this.
You're going down.
Wait a minute, though.
According to U.S. World Brands, the top 15 best-selling cereals in America.
Oh, you're going down.
So John gets to go first.
Cheerios.
Cheerios was number one.
All right, smart guy. Honey Nut Cheerios.
Was number two.
Frosted Flakes.
Number three.
I'm going to go to a white guy, sir, and Honey Bunches Oats.
Number five.
Fruit Loops.
Number seven.
Shiver Me Timbers with the Lucky Charms.
Number four.
Raisin Bran.
Number 11.
I'm going to go with another white guy cereal. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Number six.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is good, though.
Count Chocula.
Count Chocula died in 1981, man. Count Chocula died in 1981.
I come through by your neck. You had a better chance saying Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah. I come through by your neck.
Count Chocula.
Count Chocula and Frankenberry haven't been around for a long time.
No, I used to love Frankenberry. I'll stop it.
They still sell them?
Yes.
In the dollar stores. In the dollar stores. Stop it.
They sell Booberry, too.
Oh, Booberry's good stuff.
They sell Booberry, too.
I always liked
You know what I hate? I hate Cap'n Crunch. Oh, my God.
I love
that was number 14.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah,
oh,
Rice Krispies, number 11.
Shaq, I'm going to tell you something. I know a lady who made brownies with Cap'n Crunch in them.
Ooh.
Cap'n Crunch cereal.
Was she wearing a black, John?
Black. Black.
Black. BS.com.
Yeah, she made brownies and she would put, she would put all kinds of different cereals in brownies.
Mm-mm.
I had Cap'n Crunch brownies and they were awesome.
No, I'm good.
They were awesome. Nah. They were awesome.
You lost
Fruity. I've had Fruity Pebble brownies.
Oh, I've done like the Rice Krispie treats with those in them before.
What Fruity Pebble brownies where there's Fruity Pebbles
amidst
in the brownies.
Don't make brownies if you're going to do that.
Brownies exactly, are not complicated.
What, are you being like B-Dog with my Twitter feed? You're telling people what they can eat?
Don't make brownies with Fruity Pebbles in them. It's terrible. All right, shootout number three here. We got caught up this weekend watching Coming to America. Anytime that movie's on, I can't turn it off.
Absolutely.
It's just one of the most perfect comedy movies ever made.
I love you, Sherry Headley.
The best. So the shootout is... Eddie Murphy movies.
God,
so, John, you can go first. Any Eddie Murphy movies?
Filmed on the street, next street that I grew up on, Trading Places.
One of the best.
I don't like John because he has a lot of class. This is Dolomite, John. I'm about to whoop your ass.
Dolomite.
48 Hours.
Great movie. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was wrong. Great movie. My bad.
Oh, Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights.
You want to hit people with garbage cans, don't you?
Beverly Hills Cop.
One of the best.
Which one? Which one?
No, it's the first one is called, Beverly,
one
Hills
called Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay. Oh, my favorite people. Hell no, you can't have my cornbread. Life.
Life. Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
There you go. John's going to just cheat with the sequels.
Yeah, exactly. Well, cut him off, Shaq.
So you want the knife, Golden Child.
Perfect.
Dr. Doolittle.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, a lot of girls say I look like Shrek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was Donkey and Shrek.
That is one of his movies. Oh, gosh. I'm lost.
Oh, you missing one.
You missed a few great ones.
Norbit. Where the hell are you going, Norbit?
I've given you
the
Norbit.
Nutty Professor?
Nutty Professor. Big one. You would have gotten away with Mulan because he was the voice of the dragon.
I didn't know
Mulan.
That one yet. I didn't think of that one.
Boomerang.
Boomerang, absolute classic.
The movie that changed my life.
And you probably could have gotten away with another 48 hours.
Another 48
too.
Hours you could have taken.
So is that Shaq? Is that point
three? 3-0 Shaq.
3-0 Shaq. All right.
I got Boomerang so bad, it stopped me from being a player.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got Boomerang bad.
What a great movie.
It is a good movie. Is there a story you're willing to share with this, or no?
I was a player in my early age, and then I got played.
Okay.
And
that was it?
My mom was like, I told you, you need to stop doing that. So then I switched it up.
Okay. I'm finally taking my first vacation of 2020. The first week off we're taking all week, we're going to the beach. So according to the Travel Channel, here's the shootout, the 15 items that are essential to pack for a beach vacation.
Okay.
So, John, since you're trailing, you get to go first.
Swimsuits.
Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody's ringing my doorbell. Swimsuits.
Top 15 items packed for a beach vacation.
Sunglasses.
There you go.
Sunscreen.
Good job.
Flip-flops.
There you go.
Beach towels.
Towels.
Camera.
Yeah.
You pack your camera?
Well, it was on the list. I guess it counts as phone.
That's just nonsense.
Phone and
food.
Camera. Food for the beach.
Radio.
I like that answer.
Bluetooth speaker.
No. By the way, it's umbrella one.
Umbrella.
I would have gone umbrella next. I would have went beach
goggles,
chairs. Beach chairs.
Chairs, goggles, sand toys.
See, white people and beaches were much more adept at that.
All right, 3-1.
That was a white category.
We joked that Shaq being late for Inside the NBA was due to traffic.
Traffic.
Which is the number one.
Was that her name?
Yes, her name was
Traffic.
Was
that just her stripper name?
It was
her name is Traffic.
By the way,
that was her stripper name.
Because she know how to drive, B-Dog.
Nah, that ain't the reason why her name Traffic.
She has a lot.
That's what it is.
Well, then Odell would love
to. It's a lot of cars on that road. It's a lot of that traffic ain't moved in years.
It ain't gone nowhere.
Odell wouldn't want to date her then.
Ain't going nowhere. By the way, that is the number one reason employees cite for other employees being late. So the shootout is, according to Monster.com, the other 9 reasons in their top 10 that employees are late to work, according to Monster.
Shaq goes first.
Shaquille O'Neal.
This overslept.
Yep. That was number 2.
Kids, taking the kids to school.
That was number 3.
I'm sick today, man.
That's number 6.
A phone call, critical phone call, an emergency phone call. No?
No, I don't know.
Emergency phone call?
Like the doctor called, the electrician called.
Car trouble was number 4.
Car trouble.
Electrician call. Black people ain't got no electricians.
Issue with a pet was number 5.
Okay, issue with a pet.
Bad weather was number 7.
Okay.
Bathroom,
you forgot
bathroom.
Something at the house, number 8.
There you go.
So, yeah, all that's right. That was a clean sweep by Shaquille O'Neal.
No, I got one.
You got one. Yeah, okay.
4-1.
Well, I apologize, you got one.
There we go, I got one.
Nicely done.
You, Rob Jenner.
Nicely done. Well, on that note,
we ride
up in the morning. Life is real.
Eat the frosted fake cereal.
Oh,
you gotta love them.
Everybody got them. All right. How do you reach us, Space?
Yeah, you can find us on Twitter at ShaqCast or Instagram at TheBigPodcastWithShaq. And you can even email us, TheBigPodcastWithShaq@gmail.com.
If you're feeling constipated, don't go to the Cleveland Browns camp.
Very nice.
Leave Odell alone.
All right, Shaquille. You're working tonight for Lakers-Houston, correct?
Yeah, uno game.
Is that why you're wearing purple?
Only game.
Yeah, this is not purple, John. This is gray. Get your light.
Shaq, who you got
that
in the
looks
first?
Purple, does it not?
It does look
Stop
purple.
It.
You look like the guy in the Fruit of the Loom commercials.
Stop it.
Big fella, first football game of the season tonight. Chiefs of Texas.
I ain't watching that.
Why?
I'm a Cowboys guy. Stop it.
It's
you
football.
Still gotta watch the game.
I don't care if it's football, schmuckball, but I ain't the Cowboys. I ain't watching it.
Oh, don't worry about it. Sunday night, we're going to take care of
Shaq,
y'all.
Shaq, unlike the Cowboys, this is good football. This is good football.
Oh, yeah, you got
that.
Cowboys Rams on Sunday night.
Yeah, we got y'all Sunday night.
D-Dog and Shaq Sunday night.
There you go.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Okay, so that's it. Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq, at John Kincaid, and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at podcastone.com.
I love you, Uncle Shaq.